the word mini means? It's short for miniature, spelled M-I-N-I, which means small or tiny. I've created a mini course that is a much smaller example of my full TOEFL video course. This mini course focuses on common pronunciation mistakes and how to avoid them. If you'd like to take this mini course for free, visit studywithandrea.com/mini to register today. If you're worried about having to make a purchase, don't worry. This is my special gift to you, completely free. So visit studywithandrea.com/mini, M-I-N-I. Now, on to this writing lesson. In this lesson, we are going to talk all about what the writing section looks like for you and what the differences and similarities are between the integrated and independent writing tasks. So in the writing section, there are actually two writing tasks that you will do. First of all, you will do the integrated writing task, which is 20 minutes long. And then secondly, you will do an independent writing task, which is 30 minutes long. So you might be asking, what are these two types of tasks? What do I need to expect? How do I write them? What's on them, right? But I'll tell you. So let's talk about it. First of all, let's talk about the integrated writing task. Well, first of all, this is a writing task where you definitely need your headphones, because you will be doing three things. First of all, you will read a short passage. Then second, you will listen to a short lecture. And then thirdly, you will have 20 minutes to write and respond to what you read and listened to. So what does this mean? You will see a short passage to start this writing question, and you will have 3 minutes to read it. And then it disappears. That's right. You won't see it anymore. So it's a great time to take notes, right? So you'll have 3 minutes to read that short passage, and then you'll listen to a short lecture. And let me tell you about this passage and this lecture. They will be connected. They will be about the same topic. However, there will be some degree of difference between them. And it's your job to listen for tone and for facts to make sure that you understand what the differences are between the lecture and the passage, because there will be some things you'll be asked about and need to mention when you write about it. So that's the integrated writing task. You really want to connect ideas from both the passage and the listening of the lecture, so that you can really support your statements and what you want to share and add several key points from both areas. You want to take notes very quickly while you're reading the passage. You also want to take abbreviated notes as you're listening to the lecture. Listen for tone. So how does that speaker sound? Are they promoting something? Are they against something? You want to listen for those clues, because ultimately you are going to be inferring or making educated guesses about how those authors and speakers feel about the subject. And you'll include some of that information in your writing as well. So some other things to listen for are purpose. You want to listen to for the purpose of the lecture. You want to read for the purpose of the article. You also want to try to listen for the main idea. So what's the main takeaway that each one of those has? What is the author or the speaker ultimately trying to say? So focus on that. You also want to highlight those differences. So what are those differences going to be between that passage and the lecture? And you will add all of that into your question. So finally, after you read and you listen, there will be an essay question that you hear at the end of the lecture, and it will ask you to summarize both points or points in both passages and explain the connection between them. So you will summarize in your own words. Don't just copy what you read. Don't just copy what you heard. But you will also summarize that and then explain the connection between the two. It's important to both compare, which means tell similarities, and contrast, which means tell differences, about the passages, as well as demonstrate your understanding for the main ideas and the concepts that were in both. So you're going to be doing all of that in 20 minutes and connecting all of those ideas. So let me give you a couple ideas for ways you can organize this writing. I love an outline. I love to be organized when I write because it provides structure. And in English, we have a lot of structure in our formal writing. And so let me give you two ways that you can organize your integrated writing task. Number one, you could use the block format. So in the block format, you will discuss each option, choice, or text in a separate paragraph. So it will have altogether six paragraphs. You'll start with an introduction. So an introductory paragraph or maybe an introductory sentence. And then you have four different body paragraphs. First of all, you'll talk, or you might have two different body paragraphs, but you have a couple things inside of them. In the first one, you want to talk about the main idea of the lecture. You want to focus on what happened in the lecture. What was the main idea? What was the speaker trying to say? What were some of the key points? And there you want to tell the main idea, but also provide supporting details. And you can do that either by making two paragraphs of two key points from the lecture, or you can just do that in one paragraph. Then next, you will compare and contrast it with the main idea of the reading. And you want to share at least two key points from the reading. And hopefully here you are comparing and contrasting how that was with the lecture. Finally, you want to end with a conclusion paragraph. And so here again, you can make this six paragraphs altogether, or you can just make it four paragraphs. Introduction, main idea of the lecture, main idea of the reading, and then the conclusion. Okay, if you don't want to use that format, you can use a different one. And we call this the point-by-point format. With this, you're going to have four paragraphs. And with these paragraphs, you will start with an introduction for your first paragraph, of course. Make sure you have your topic sentence there. And you'll end with a conclusion paragraph, as always. But in the middle, you will have a paragraph that is a key point you want to make. So maybe there's a major way that the lecture and the reading disagree. You would do one key point, and then you give a detail from the reading and a detail from the lecture. And you would explore the differences and similarities in how they compared that key point. And then in the next paragraph, the last body paragraph, you would do a second key point. What's another major way they agree or disagree? And then you give a detail from the reading and a detail from the lecture. And make sure you support everything with key details. So that's a quick overview of the integrated task. If you are interested in that more, you can, of course, learn more about it in my TOEFL course. But let's now talk about the independent essay. The independent essay, hopefully you understand, that independent means it stands alone. It's not going to be connected to any reading or any lecture. And so for the independent essay, you will be given just a short essay question that gives you the basic main topic. And then it's your job to express your opinion or defend your preference based entirely on your own personal experience and knowledge. So this is your chance to show what do you already know? what experience or knowledge do you bring about this subject? And you're going to write about it on your own. You have 30 minutes to prepare your ideas, organize them, and then write your essay. And then I would like to add also, that's some time to edit your essay as well, which I think is really key. Let's talk about how I would organize this. I love organized writing, especially when I rate it. So I've worked as a rater before. I have graded many, many, many papers and evaluated them. And one of the main things that raters look for is organization. And so for the independent essay, here's how I would tell you to organize this. I love a 5-paragraph essay in this situation. So you know that I'm going to start with an introduction paragraph for the first paragraph. And I'm going to end with a conclusion paragraph for the last paragraph. And what are those 3 paragraphs in the middle? Well, those are 3 body paragraphs based on 3 topics that you want to explore. So it's basically, you have a main idea, you have a topic, some opinion that you hold. It is a persuasive essay. So you're trying to persuade someone of an option. So let's say I think that uniforms should be worn at school. Students should wear uniforms at school. Well, with that, in my introductory paragraph, I'm going to give my topic sentence. I'll probably start with some kind of a hook, which means an exciting way to start the paragraph to really grab someone's attention. And then with middle sentences, I'll give some background about the topic, maybe a little bit of history or maybe my own experience wearing uniforms at school. And then the last sentence would be that thesis statement. So what's the main thing you want to say? I believe that all young students should wear uniforms because X, Y, Z, you know, those 3 points. So after you include that in your introduction, each of your 3 body paragraphs, which means those middle paragraphs, should be very focused only on 1 topic for each paragraph. So in my many, many years of teaching English, one of the biggest things I notice is that other cultures and other languages do not usually organize their writing in the same way that English speakers do. Like I said, English speakers and English writers are usually very organized. Usually when you look at a body paragraph, it's focused only on 1 topic. We don't start talking about random ideas here. We stay focused on this 1 topic. Usually we start it in these kind of academic writings. We start with a topic sentence for that paragraph, and then we support it with details. So my first sentence, again, is usually that topic sentence. This is your key point that you want to make. And so I might say, the first reason that I believe students should wear uniforms to school is that it takes distractions away from the classroom and focuses it on learning. So that would be my first reason. That's my topic sentence. So then I'm going to support it after that with details, with ideas. And I'll come in and give examples. I'll share some research that I know. I'll tell an anecdote or an individual story about this topic and why it's less distracting because we're not focused on fashion, we're focused on school. You know, all of that. I'm going to provide that detail in that body paragraph, but I'm only going to talk about that reason. I'm not going to talk about any other reason in that paragraph. Then, so we have our introductory paragraph, we have our body paragraph number 1 with our first topic. Then for the other 2 body paragraphs, you want to focus on another additional reason, a persuasive argument for each one. So the next paragraph, paragraph 3, could be focused on, uniforms are a good idea because it creates equality in the classroom. And now I'm going to talk about income inequality. I'll talk about how it brings everyone on the same level, so there's less hierarchy in the classroom, which is helps promote education. I'm going to give all my promoting ideas to support that one idea, is that uniforms promote equality, right? And then for my third body paragraph, or my fourth paragraph overall, I'll give yet a third reason and support it with ideas. Finally, of course, I end it with that conclusion paragraph. But that's a five paragraph essay that I highly recommend you use. Hopefully you took notes. Again, I talk so much more about this in the TOEFL course that I have. We talk so much about how to organize writing and be prepared for that organization, because I do think being organized is one of the keys to succeeding on the writing portion of the TOEFL test. But hopefully this does give you an overview of the integrated writing task and the independent writing task. I know you're going to do a great job. This information will help you greatly as you go to take these writing tasks. And there's so many ways to practice this as well. Again, you can always practice in the TOEFL course with me. I have some great examples of these two different types of writing tasks and give you a chance to do practice tests with actual questions that you could see on the TOEFL test. But practice is the key. Just want to make sure that you have all the information you can to do well on that writing section. So thanks for joining me today for this lesson. That was a fun lesson, and we're almost done. But I have one small request. When I say pause it, I want you to pause this lesson and go to studywithandrea.com/mini. That's M-I-N-I. There is a free video course waiting for you. Okay, I'm about to say it, so get ready to register at studywithandrea.com/mini, and then come right back. Okay, here it comes. Pause it. Welcome back, and thanks for registering for my free punctuation mini course. I hope you enjoyed this lesson, and I look forward to seeing you in the mini course. Happy learning!